This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
Good morning, TK.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you today?
I'm excellent, thank you.
No Sammy today?
No Sam today. No, we've had a huge week and a very big weekend of auctions. So you've got me and Solo today.
Well, no, not really. We've brought him in off the interchange.
Oh, well, we have brought in Dan from Aqua Finance, a very good friend of the family.
Morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys. Thanks again for having me.
So, Dan, there's been some very interesting news in all directions in the finance industry, but I guess the most relevant to most of our listeners would be the fact that interest rates have been put on hold again.
Happy days.
Yes, look, it's really great news for everybody out there looking to purchase and sell, for that matter. Buyers are still getting fantastic interest rates, and interest rates are as low as they've ever been, and it's a great time to borrow. The RBA did meet last week, and the comments that came out of that particular meeting is that I think we're in for a very long period of low interest rates.
But to play devil's advocate here, Dan, the big four and any other lending institution for that matter aren't tied to the official interest rates, are they?
Look, no, they're not, Eddie, to answer your question. And that's probably been an age-old debate.
Yes.
And it certainly attracts a lot of public attention, is that if interest rates, well, if the cash rate is moved up or down via the Reserve Bank, that the banks haven't been always passing on the full cut, that they used to do it historically, but they're certainly not tied to it, and it is an age-old debate. That said, with interest rates not increasing, look, it is certainly a big positive for everybody out there.
And Dan, from that aspect, I think that it's an important point to note that whilst they haven't passed on the full cut, they haven't gone against the Reserve Bank by increasing when there's been a hold on rates.
Spot on, Torsten. Excellent point. When we were chatting recently, we did talk about what the banks had done with investment loan interest rates, and they had slowly crept those up over the last, you know, few months. Mm. And that's been a common discussion in the media outlets. But home loan interest rates have not increased, and they are still at a record low.
And boys, I also found it intriguing. I was reading, as I do during the week, the New York Times, and it's an interesting read for those of you that don't.
A little bit of light reading, TK.
A little bit of light reading. It's always great just to see what's happening on the international markets. And the American Reserve Bank, for the first time, are looking at increasing interest rates officially because they feel that the economy is strong enough to actually weather 1 or 2.25% increases.
So, well, very quickly, a question to both of you. Is that the Trump effect?
The answer to that is that they've been talking about this prior to Trump. So I guess from the American point of view, they're saying that he hasn't had a negative impact on that philosophy that they've been discussing for 6 to 9 months. But having said that, in your opinion, Dan, if they go up, let's just say, by the end of the year with 2.25% increases, where do you think that puts us?
Look, I think that our rates will remain where they are. I think, yes, there is an important influence that the US has on our interest rates, but I do think that the way that we're tracking at the moment with all the data that's coming out in terms of our unemployment, our inflation, our consumer confidence, based on the comments that the governor of the Reserve Bank made last week, I just think we're going to be in for a long period of the current interest rate level that we're at now. But I do believe that they will have to increase, but it's certainly not going to come until late this year or even potentially 2018.
But doesn't it get back to the old saying that the US sneezes and the world catches a cold?
Yes, Eddie, I think that is true to a degree, but we're also heavily reliant on other economies, not just the US.
And in fact, one would say that over the last decade, it would be prudent to say we're far more aligned to the Asian markets than we are the rest of the world these days.
Correct.
This is The Real Estate Show, back shortly.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
9531 1245 is the one number to call for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside. 9531 1245 for all your real estate needs, commercial, residential, property management, sales. Chisholm and Gayman, Bayside, four offices. TK?
They're in Port Melbourne, Elwood, Blackrock and Mount Martha, Eddie.
We're talking all things money today.
We are indeed, and the impact on the property market and the outlook for those listeners that are looking to purchase either a new home, do an extension, buy an investment property or use their super money. So, and I guess the next relevant question to that, with looking at the medium to longer term view, which is the way I like to suggest our clients deal with their property holdings when they're developing a portfolio, is what are the fixed interest rates looking like, and where do you see those sitting, and how are they comparing? Because there was talk of a differential 12 months ago between where the fixed rate and the variable rate was sitting. That seems to be a lot closer now.
Yeah, it sure does. And currently, looking at the fixed interest rates, you can lock in for probably around the 2 or 3 year period for exactly the same or very close to what you're paying on a variable rate loan. What that indicates to us, I suppose, is that whilst the banks are offering fixed interest rates at the same as what you can get or thereabouts on the variable rates, they believe that interest rates are going to remain consistent or at the same level, certainly into the medium to long term. As soon as you start to see the fixed rates creep up and there be a little bit of a margin between the fixed rates and the variable, and that margin, of course, being a higher fixed rate than the variable rate, it's a really good indicator that the banks are starting to predict or foresee interest rate increases on the way.
So, Dan, also based on that, which is a really, really good sign, we talk about the banking rules and policies that have tightened up somewhat over the last 12 months. What advice can you give those that have had variable and fixed interest rates, in fact, interest-only loans on investment properties and the like? What are you seeing out there in the market space of those renewals? So people are coming out of a 3 or a 5 year interest-only loan on their investment properties. What's happening in that space at the moment? Because we've got a number of our clients that have got portfolios that they've invested in growing. Should they be nervous, or is it just a fait accompli? Or how is that working at the moment?
Look, I don't think they need to be nervous, but it is a topic that is getting harder and harder to follow. You're spot on with your comments in that the banks have drastically changed their policies around investment lending. Commonwealth Bank, for instance, have recently come out and, one, they've reduced the maximum loan-to-value ratio that they'll do on investment properties only, and that is they've reduced it from 95 to 90%. And in addition to that, currently, they won't refinance an investment loan only from one bank across to them.
Why is that?
Oh, look, Eddie, I think it's probably just got to do with the way ASIC are monitoring the amount of investment lending that the banks have in their portfolio.
Okay.
And okay. I think the it's interesting. It's like a football between the big four, because from what I'm hearing, Dan, from a lot of our investor clients and developer clients, that Westpac are doing some great deals at the moment so there's a number of CBA clients that are moving across based on the fact that they've utilised what bundle of monies they've got available, and it seems to one bank will fill its quota, and then hopefully there's a void from it moves on down that domino effect, I think.
That's my opinion also, exactly. You'll find that the banks will see CBA, for instance, will have now reduced the amount of investment lending that they're looking to lend out. What will happen is that their bracket or their allowance will now reduce over the next few months, and then you'll find that they may re-enter into that space. And that effect could end up happening to Westpac down the track, where they'll reach their thresholds and then they'll have to tighten their policies as well. The good news, however, is that if you're looking at packaging in your home loan with an investment loan, all banks are still open for business in that respect, because the home loan business is what they're absolutely hungry for. One, you're going to get a magnificent interest rate, and two, by packaging the deal together, and that doesn't mean joining the loans, it still means keeping them separate for taxation point of view, you're going to get a better pricing on both loans with the package of your home loan being included.
This is The Real Estate Show, back shortly.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside. Money!
What we're talking about today, isn't it, Torsten?
We are indeed, Eddie, and it's we've got Dan from Aqua Finance as a good friend of the show, Eddie, and we're learning all things finance and importantly, where the interest rates and the outlook is looking. So, Dan, I guess the next major issue or change and mooted change, because there's been a lot of talk about stamp duty and first home buyers, but it all has to be, the royal assent hasn't been given, hasn't been passed yet. It seems to be being talked up in the press as if it's a fait accompli.
Look,